Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and listen, we are in for a special treat. We have a guest coming here in just a few minutes, but before we jump into our special guest and chat with her, I just want to say, folks, I am so excited about conference this year. Conference, we are in our 11th year, and every year is different. Every year we have different speakers. And let me tell you what, folks, we have a special treat for you. In fact, I'm going to go through all the details about conference. Why? Because today is the final 24 hours. The early bird ends tomorrow night. And I know what people say. People say, oh my gosh, I missed it. I wish I would have got the early bird. Can you extend it? And we just can't. So today is the day for you to learn more about the Igniting Souls Conference. This year, our theme is called Agency. And I'm sitting on the back porch. I have my lemonade. And we are just going to have a little chat, you and I. We just got back from Shawshank. So we were at Shawshank Prison with the Mastermind Fire Ring. And we just had an absolute blast last week. But let's jump in, and we are going to talk about really Simrette. Simrette, I want to share with you folks. She's a special guest today, and this is why conference is powerful. Because the other day, I was on the Zoom with Simrette, and I said, talk to me, my friend. And you started telling me your story. And is it fair to say that that day you might have been a little discouraged that day?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I think one of the reasons why conference is so powerful, because you get around people in a room that are on fire. And first of all, let's learn a little bit about you before we dive into conference. Talk to us about, you know, where you live, what your passion is, what your book's about, and why were you a little bit discouraged that day? Because I'll tell you what, entrepreneurs, they go through ups and downs, and I've been there and you were there, but let's learn about you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carrie, for this opportunity. My name is Simrette Araya, and I'm a mother of three kids. I live in Calgary, Canada. Recently, I published a book titled Beyond Grief. I am certified life coach under your program, and I had lots of parties going on in May. Then in June, usually we do run memory services for our fallen soldiers back home. I'm from Eritrea, small Africa country. Okay. So the situation there is really horrible. And I was joining our team who were running and walking and creating awareness about our fallen soldiers and about Eritrea, you know, overall. So that put me in a little bit of a negative
you were
situation.
You
I were was, smaller. That's right. So I was super discouraged and overwhelmed with the amount of issues that's happening right there. And I was so bummed. Like when I joined that conference, I was like, okay, let me just check how the tribe is doing. I know I always get lifted up with our tribe. And here I am like connected with you on the breakout room. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't have any appetite to do anything, to be honest, that week. I was really down.
Sure.
And I felt really encouraged, and you've been a blessing in my life since 2015. So I'll tell you a little bit more how I get connected with you and how my journey looks like with Ignatius
yes.
Souls for sure as well.
Well, listen, you're going through, you know, you went through a tough time. People are watching all the way from Scotland, and we have people from Canada and the US that are watching. But the entrepreneurial journey is one that, if we're not careful, it can feel very lonely, because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, a lot of what you're doing is writing alone. You're basically coaching alone. You know, a lot of this journey is alone. And that's why every year we get together at the Igniting Souls Conference. But I'll tell you what, you encouraged me that night a lot, because I realized that you're someone who's putting your pain into a story. You went through a horrible loss, and just tell people a little bit about that, because it's tough to be a single parent. And tell us kind of what happened. And if you have your book, hold up your book, because I just want to, it beyond grief. And what does the subtitle say? Can you read that to me?
For sure. A personal journey of dealing with grief by leaning on God's amazing grace.
Ooh, a personal journey of working through grief. So grief is tough. And grief is something, but you took that pain, and now you're helping people. And that's really what the Igniting Souls Tribe is all about. We are honest people. We are sincere people. We don't hide the fact that some days is a battle, but you took that struggle and now you turned it into a story. Talk to me about what that book's about. Where did it come from? What's your dream for this book?
Absolutely. As you have mentioned, I went through a horrible loss 3 years ago. My husband died to an overdose and unexpectedly. And before that, even at young age, like when I grew up in a war zone. So I see lots of death and lots of grieving around me. So I had a very depressing childhood as well. And I was not thinking of writing about grief, to be honest. When I joined in 2015, I ran to your webinar. I don't know how I ran into that webinar.
Yeah.
Then my husband was struggling with addiction. So I really was looking for life improvement, for yes. some personal help kind of program. So I ran to your webinar, and I was trying to push it on him. And it's like, we have to listen to what this guy is going to say. So I remember my late husband was cooking at that moment on the kitchen, and I put the computer on the kitchen island so that he can listen. And the only thing he got is like, hey, my name is Carrie Oberbrunner, a lady name with a bald head. And he laughed so hard on that one. I remember laughing about that. So that's our first connection with you. Since
wow.
then, I continued and I did the program for Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job. I got certified. He was not interested. So long story short, I was about to launch my coaching services in 2018, January. Then he passed that month,
wow.
unfortunately.
Wow.
Then I had to go through grieving. And in 2018, October, I came to the conference. To Igniting Souls Conference, that really helped me to lighten up the burden a little bit. Talking to people and attending that conference was really an uplifting moment for me and to yeah. deal with my grief. But I was not thinking writing about grief still. I was thinking maybe writing a bio about my husband. He was such a dynamic, vibrant person. And addiction really impacts anybody. It doesn't select. So he has he contributed a lot in life, and he was an amazing person. So I was always thinking about writing his bio. And in fact, at the end of that conference, I had my outline about writing his book. So I showed my friend, and she was excited. So I was preparing to write about his bio and maybe about my bio as well, because I had gone through a lot in yeah. life. Then I was just putting it in the back burner. It's somehow life gets in. I'm an IT project manager and organizational change manager as well on my day job. So I have a very hectic lifestyle. Then last year in May, when the COVID hit and everybody was shocked and the world was grieving
right.
in a new scale, then I was sitting looking at the screen showing like how many people died per day, like the stats was going on the screen, and it came to my mind like people are grieving throughout the world.
So
I said like, I have to do something. Like I have to start, this is how I thought, like in a very huge, grandiose way, I said, I have to start consolation movement. The world needs consolation. The world needs to be healing. Then I say like, oh, how do I do it? Then I was thinking, why don't I reach out to people that I know who are grieving loss of job, loss of family, and start with them. So during my grieving process, I was writing. So I have written a lot of things, and I have captured some materials that from my research. I was compiling like electronically on a folder, something that helped me. Then I started with a friend of mine who lost her mom. I said, hey, check this out. I hope you will get some tips that would help you to move forward a little bit, one step ahead. Then she read it. She was like, wow, this is amazing, Simrat. You need to publish it and help more. Oh, really? Then I said, okay, let me send it to my other friends and get their feedback as well. And when they read it, they really liked it, and they see like a value, and they see it could help others. Then I, of course, I know about the Author Academy Elite, so I joined that program. And within 9 months, like things got together, and by God's grace, I managed to publish the book. And my objective of this book is number one, I am a firm believer in God, the Creator. To be honest, Kerry, if it's not for God's grace, I wouldn't be alive today. With the amount of struggles that I have gone through, I would be dead by now, long time ago, forgotten. So I really want to connect with the Creator that helped me sustain my life this far. Others as well, I want them to have that advantage. So that's my main goal, is to connect people with the Creator. The second goal I have with this book is comfort a grieving person. Give them some tips, self-care, forgiveness, being free from guilt and shame, and give them some tips that could help them comfort and heal. The other is to give tips as well to people who are supporting a grieving person. It's awkward feeling. Sometimes the people don't know how to support a grieving person. Mm. So I have provided some tips there as well. Another thing that I have there is I have kids. So kids grieve differently as adults as well.
Yes, they do.
So I have provided some tips how to support a grieving child or a grieving kid as well. And the other item that I have put on my book is the value of community. Our community in Eritrean, community in Calgary, they really put their arms around me, and they really helped me to keep going. And the Igniting Souls tribe the same. So the value of community is the other piece that I have on the book as well.
Simrat, this is amazing. And if you're cool with it, I'm gonna teach a little bit here, because I got to take your story and I got to apply it to the listeners today. So I get it. When you first struggled with your husband's passing, when that first happens to us, understandably, all we can see is like the storm in front of us, right? We can't even see anything else. We just feel the grief. We feel the pain. And you said it best. You said your husband was an amazing man, but the addiction turned him into something other than who he was. And I relate with you. I have a family member who became a heroin addict, and you know, we lost that family member for a decade. You know, thankfully that person is still alive and they've come back around, but addiction is hard and addiction is painful. And you, all you saw was that pain, but I love what you said. You said on that day when you were thinking about COVID, you said, there's people out there who need help. There's people out there who need hope. And folks, when you do that, when you take your eyes off of yourself from grieving, you need to grieve. I'm not telling anyone not to grieve. You need to do that. But look at even her book title. Can you hold that up a second? Folks, that's hope. It says beyond grief. And you just heard it from her own mouth. If she did not have God, it would just be called grief. I mean, your book title would just be called grief. But now, because you have a relationship with God, you have beyond grief. And you're helping in the book the children. You're helping the person who remains. So I love what you're saying. I love the community that you mentioned, because we aren't alone. And I think when everyone's caught in the depression cycle, they say, does anyone see? Does anyone care? And you know the answer to that. And I think God brought you and I together a couple weeks ago. Out of 50 people, randomly, you know, Zoom chose us to be one-on-one partners. And I just heard your story and I said, you got to share that story, because let's talk about Simret Conference. Why do you think conference is an expression of community? You've been there before. What happens when you're at conference in a community sense?
A lot of things happen actually in a conference. It's number one, you get the enlightenment. Like, there are contents shared there that really are life changing. It's really like my life changed through igniting souls, through connecting to mentors like you. It's such a blessing. We have a great speakers with great content that really helped us transform our life. Second is motivation. We get the motivation. Sometimes even the things that we know we have to do, we don't do it because we lack energy and motivation. In conference, and the people around us help us to see the possibility, because we think like, oh, I cannot do this. And when we see someone stood there and tell us their story, that they have overcome what they have overcome, then it gives us hope that we can do what we are planning to do as well. So it gives us that motivation. Third item is inspiration. Like, motivation is something that pushes you, but the inspiration keeps you going, because it comes from inside of you, what you have heard, what you have shared with the community. And sometimes there is the breakout sessions as well, which are my favorite ones, or hanging out with friends of like-minded people. You share your challenge as an entrepreneur. We do have lots of challenge. So when we share, iron sharpens iron, right? So when we see like how other entrepreneur overcome the struggle that you're having, then you learn from each other and encourage each other. And when you contribute, sometimes as well, you contribute from your story, you lift up other people. And when you see that one, it's self-fulfilling as well. You get the benefit of fulfillment by encouraging someone out there as well. So it's a manifold advantage for sure.
I love it. Listen, Simret, you were absolutely the right person to talk to today. Your book is fantastic. Your book is actually helping a lot of people around the world. Folks, if you know someone right now who says, you know what, I lost somebody in COVID, or I lost someone recently, we know that we're only here for a short time, and we can make each day count. But for those that are in grief right now, they don't need to be alone, and they don't need to struggle. So I'm going to ask Michelle to drop in the link for Simret's book. And where can people find out more about you, my friend?
They can find about me on unhackabledestiny.ca. That's my website, which goes with your unhackable book and with that team.
Ooh,
so unhackabledestiny.ca, or on Amazon as well. They can find my book in all Amazon areas. It's there.
So we got the link for Amazon, and I love it. Unhackabledestiny.ca. Folks, There it is. I love it. Simret, thank you so much for being here today. I'm going right now to your website. I'm going to bring it up. But you also do coaching. So if people say, you know what, I'm going through grief. I lost somebody. I know you do coaching as well. And anything else that you do, my friend?
Yes, coaching and of course, feel free if you have any questions, you can contact me on that as well. And I'm planning to do some webinars in the coming months. So stay tuned. We will be announcing it on that website. And I am so grateful to you, Kerry. You are the chief igniter. Since I met you, my life has been ignited and it continues to ignite others as well. And you are my role model that I look up. And it's a pleasure talking to you.
Awesome. Well, it was my deep honor to share with you today the platform. And you have a fantastic day. And thank you for turning your pain into a gift to help other people.
Thank you.
All right. So, folks, there you have it. You might say, Kerry, I thought you were going to talk about conference. Why did you talk about Simret? I'll tell you why. Because that is conference. Where else do you go to a conference that highlights people, that says, you know what, everyone has a story. Everyone matters. It's not just the people on the stage. It's not just the people who, quote, are the big influencers. In fact, I'll tell you who the main attraction is at Igniting Souls. You ready for this? It's you. And I'm not just saying that. Like, it's literally you. Our team is right now planning and meeting and saying, how can we structure the event and the day and the workshops and all the different components? How can we over-deliver? How can we show up, build up? How can we create breakthroughs for people in life and business? And folks, this is why we do it. Listen, it takes a lot to put on a conference. You know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of money. But you know what? After every year, we say, oh my gosh, the amount of life change that we see in people convince us that it's worth it. I'm going to walk you through the website really quick here because I don't want anyone to miss out. Literally, we are in the final hours for people to get their early bird ticket. This is called the IgnitingSoulsConference.com. This year is all about going deeper, not wider. Listen, oh my gosh, this has been a lesson for me this year. In fact, the team is reminding me of this every day, to go deeper, not wider. And some of us get distracted. Some of us get hacked. I'll be the first one to admit that, right? I even wrote the book on Unhackable. But it's easy to get distracted and it's easy to lose focus and deviate from your mission. But here's what we know. We know that as you have clarity, we say clarity attracts, confusion repels. And so, folks, if you look here at Igniting Souls Conference, you are just going to be blown away. Watch the highlight video. You'll see what's going on. But right now, the tickets, in fact, Travis, we got to put a timer on, my friend. We got to put a timer on that about the tickets because they are going fast and the early bird ends. In fact, I'm gonna reach out to Travis in just a moment and ask him to put on a timer. But here's what I know, folks. Look at these speakers. I'm going to be coming and I'm going to be talking about the future of publishing and intellectual property, how to connect and protect your assets. Things are changing in the publishing world. If you're an author, even if you're not an author, if you're a business owner, if you're a coach, you are creating intellectual property. How can you connect and protect that in a way that reaches more people? Dan Sullivan's coming. He's talking about the gap and the gain. How do we stop being so comparison oriented about saying, you know what, I didn't get as far as I want. Look at the other person who's going farther. Dan's going to teach us about this principle called the gap and the gain. You don't measure yourself on how far you have to go. You measure yourself on how far you've come. And as you do, you will have more joy in your life. Great session. Gino Wickman is coming. He's teaching us the 6 undeniable signs that you're hardwired to be an entrepreneur. Folks, in this session, expect freedom. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who say, you know what, I think I'm an entrepreneur, and they have to carry that burden when really they're not wired to be an entrepreneur. And other people are saying, you know what, I actually think I am one, but nobody around me understands me. Nobody's supporting me. How do you navigate that? Tyler Wagner, awesome guy. I just texted him a few minutes ago. He's going to be speaking on infinite partnership system, how to grow a 6, 7, or 8 figure big business without any risk or ad spend. Folks, so many of us think it's just Facebook ads. We just got to do ads. You know what? It's not. There's other ways to grow your business, and we're going to be chatting about that. Jill Young, amazing business coach. I just texted her a few minutes ago, and she is talking all about how to stay the course and arrive at your intended destination. It's called a business GPS. So when life gets crazy, when circumstances change, how can you have a business GPS? Brian Bullock, oh man, oh man. Google this guy. You will see him. He is unbelievable. A blueprint for creating a life that matters. Unbelievably exciting. Sarah McDermott, Screenwriter Secrets, 5 tips for writing a story worth living. She's going to talk about screenwriting and how we can actually borrow principles. She's a professor of screenwriting, and she's going to teach us how we can use these principles to write our own story worth living. Nick Sonnenberg, if you ever think, oh my gosh, I am overwhelmed, I am drowning in the tools and the technology, Nick is a consultant for people like NASA, ClickFunnels, Tony Robbins. He's going to be giving this amazing teaching called Come Up for Air. Folks, you see how powerful this is? This isn't even talking about the meals. This isn't even talking about the breakout sessions. This isn't even talking about the Author Elite Awards, the Spark Day workshop where we're going to teach you how to do mini books. And we're actually going to give you barcodes and ISBN numbers so you can get your mini books out. Mark LaChance, oh my gosh, I just texted him a few minutes ago. I don't know why I'm texting all of our speakers today. But Mark is talking about how luck is not a fluke. Luck is a formula. Isn't that cool? Folks, when you look around and say that person's lucky, whoa, Mark says actually they're not. There's a formula that they're using, and he breaks down this formula into 10 internal conditions and 10 external conditions. And I've seen the book. I've been integral in just seeing the book come to life. And let me tell you what, folks, Mark is going to deliver gold. Sophie is my screenwriter for Elixir. I've been so impressed with her the last few years. Her and Sarah are speaking together on this topic. She's also a professor for screenwriting. Folks, you're going to be learning from experts. Evan Ryan is going to be teaching us how artificial intelligence can help us grow our businesses. Why? Because some of us can't afford people. Some of us can't afford yet to buy teammates. So we have to use AI. And he's going to be teaching all about that. He is a founder of a AI company, and it's going to be fantastic, cutting edge secrets. Alex Freitag, amazing. He's going to be teaching about how to awaken this earning mindset. You don't just wake up one day and say, I want to make more money. There's a process on how you can position yourself in the marketplace to earn more money. Kira Colson, unbelievable. She's our teen speaker. We're not just talking about millennials. We're not just talking about Gen Z. We're actually putting one of them on a stage and saying, hey, teach us. Teach us, because we want to grow. And folks, we need to have the generations working together. So we have speakers all the way from 77 to 17. You see what I'm talking about? And then Tony Colson and Lisa Mosier and Doug Fitzgerald. Let me tell you what, folks, these people, unbelievable MCs. And Tony is going to be talking about how to turn casual followers into committed leaders. And he's been doing it for years. So I'm just telling you, folks, that is just the main session speakers. You can look, you get the table times, the breakouts, the red carpet meet and greet, the author elite awards, the conference. You get the care package mailed to you. If you're an Author Academy Elite student, you get your book featured in the bookstore. You get the post-con igniter coaching session. And if you do the VIP ticket, you're getting the Spark Day where we literally show you how to do your mini book. We literally show you how to get that mini book out. That's what I did with Show Up Filled Up. My next mini book is launching in 6 weeks. I've learned a system on how to get mini books out without the big time, without the big money. And you can just start cranking out these books, folks. You can modify your current book. And you can, as long as you write 10% new, that can become another mini book. So you can actually extract part of your current book and reposition it in the marketplace as a mini book. We're going to be teaching you all about how to do this. In addition to that, you got the VIP party with the speakers. You got the VIP early check-in. You got the conference table time. You got networking rooms. You got the mini book workshop and the barcodes and the ISBNs. Folks, I'm telling you, we don't have a ton of tickets left. And so I'm going to invite you to jump in right now, get your ticket. And the early bird rate ends tomorrow. So no, we don't want anyone sad. We don't want anyone missing out. And Dawn is jumping in and saying we got amazing speakers. We have Cambodia in the house. Awesome, folks. Listen, Chris Borja, we cannot wait to spend time with you folks. So listen, super excited about the conference. It'll be here in just a few months. And it's one of those events where you honestly need to look and say, can I afford not to go? In other words, what's going to be shared in the room, what's going to happen in the room is going to be one of those things that you look back and say, you know what? That's where I got my million-dollar idea. That's where I connected with the new business partner. That's where I made that friend who now connected me to these clients. When you get a room of people, hundreds of people that show up and say, I am here to show up, filled up. I am here to support you. And I am here to be a blessing for you. Listen, nothing is limited. And you sprinkle all that and say, you know what? All the prayer and the fact that we serve a God who does miracles, it's just going to be an incredible event. So folks, I just wanted to let you know that, the choice is up to you. Either way, you're making a choice. You're choosing to stay stuck or you're choosing to get in the game. And either way, I just want to let you know you're loved, you're supported. And Simret, we're going to bring you on to say goodbye. Simret, I know you took a few big steps recently to join Author Academy Elite, to become a coach. You're launching your Unhackable business. What would you tell someone who's right now thinking, you know what? I know I'm supposed to go, but I have fears. I don't have finances. I am too busy. What would you say, Simret, to the person who's kind of just by default not moving? What would you tell them? Oh, we unmute yourself once, my friend.
Sorry. Yes, I would say you can't afford to miss it because money wouldn't be comparable to the transformation of life. Because once your life is transformed, once you get better, like the money will follow. So it's not quantifiable. We cannot measure this kind of conferences by money. It's priceless. So do not miss it. Is my message.
Awesome. Well, Simret, excited to see you, my friend. Thank you for writing your book. Thank you for helping people that are right now in grief. In fact, if you can write down the name Rebecca, I'm going to buy your book for someone in the tribe who just lost their husband. And we're going to get that book over, okay? So in fact, I'm going to tell Michelle. Michelle, shoot me a Slack message. Let's order her book for Rebecca, and let's help some people right now who are in grief. Thank you so much, Simret.
Thank you.
Make it a great day. We'll see everybody. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. We invite you to join us at our annual Igniting Souls conference designed for authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers. You can learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We look forward to seeing you there.